broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Wow, what a week. And we still have a couple of days to go. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is an honor to be broadcasting to you today from our palatial studios at our Southern Command. That's at KWAM in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. Folks, I don't know what the weather is like where you are, but here in Memphis, it's probably around, 58, 60 degrees outside, beautiful blue skies, the sun shining down. It's like Chamber of Commerce weather. So all that to say, I hope you're having a good day wherever you are. Well, we've got a lot to talk about, and yesterday on this program, I made you a promise. I promised you that we were going to hold the Republicans accountable. Any Republican who voted against the president, voted for impeachment yesterday, we were going to name names, and we have followed through on that promise. So if you go to our website, toddstarnes.com, we have the list of all of the insurrectionist Republicans who stood up and took a giant knife and stabbed it in the back of our president. That's what happened yesterday. And the leader of the insurrection, one Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, who betrayed her position in Republican leadership so that she could score cheap political points. That's what Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, did yesterday. And my question to you, as we move through this first hour of the program, what do you think ought to happen to the Republicans? What is the appropriate punishment? You know, you've got many people out there, including Congressman Jim Jordan, who says that Liz Cheney needs to resign from her leadership position. Liz Cheney says she's not going anywhere. And we still don't know what's going to happen in the United States Senate. We do know that Mitch McConnell has decided to postpone the impeachment trial, meaning that this is going to be up to the Democrats. What do they do? Beyond that, there is also the looming question of whether or not the senators can actually impeach a president who is no longer a president. And there is a lot of legal wrangling right now about that. The leading train of thought, by the way, is that you cannot do that. So if Mitch McConnell says that he's not going to reconvene the Senate before January 20th, then it's over and done with. And if so, what was the point other than to embarrass the president? Now, by the way, to that point, we have a lot of developments over what happened last Wednesday up on Capitol Hill. And we now know, again, we work in facts and truth here on the Todd Starnes radio program. We now know that the president was in the middle of his remarks urging people to be peaceful and patriotic in their protest. And while that was happening, about what, a half a mile away, the insurrectionist had already stormed the Capitol building. So we're talking about two separate events happening last Wednesday in the nation's capital. The peaceful rally of tens of thousands, if not several hundred thousand, Trump supporters. And then just about a half a mile away, you have this rabble rouser, a bunch of a motley crew that were storming the U.S. Capitol. Also planting IEDs at RNC and DNC headquarters. Now, the mainstream media, they would like to ignore the timeline. They would like to ignore what the president actually said last Wednesday at the right outside the White House on the Ellipse. They would like for you to forget about that, just like in Charlottesville, Virginia. They want you to forget what the president actually said. So understand what happened yesterday. President Trump was impeached not for what he said, not for what he did, but he was impeached for what the Democrats were hoping he had said and were hoping that he had done. This is ludicrous. He was impeached for absolutely nothing. The president did absolutely nothing wrong. And we know it's political because now there's a report out that as the domestic terrorists were laying siege to the U.S. Capitol, we now know that Congressman Ted Lieu, a very lewd man from California, Congressman Ted Lieu and his fellow Democrats, as they were hiding under their tables, trembling in fear, they were literally coming up with impeachment plans. It's unbelievable. They had no idea who was storming the Capitol or what they were doing it and whose name they were doing it in, but it didn't matter because they were going to use whatever happened at the U.S. Capitol to take out our president. And I still think Antifa was involved. I do. And again, understand this. The investigation continues. And now, according to the reporting of CNN, the most profane name in news, according to their reporting, the FBI and investigators now believe this was not some sort of a spontaneous, let's go storm the Capitol event. This was a well-planned, well-coordinated attack on the United States of America. Again, leading to the truth that Donald Trump had absolutely nothing to do with what happened last week, but it doesn't matter. It just does not matter. Truth is irrelevant in America. And what happens? What happens when everybody has their own version of the truth? What happens when everybody goes out there and finds their own truth, and then one day their truth conflicts with your truth? What happens? What happens on that day? Well, now we know the answer. It's chaos. That's what happens. Chaos happens. You see, truth is irrelevant. It doesn't matter that President Trump had nothing to do with what happened last week. It doesn't matter that the president was telling people to be peaceful. It doesn't matter. By the way, speaking of truth, I want to share this with you. You know, we've got an intern. We have this is our very first intern here in here at our Southern Command bunker. Her name is Mary Ashland, and she is a university student. We're not going to say where the university is, but it's a good school. And Mary Ashland was given an assignment today. Now, many of you have seen these photographs and these images. They're all over social media. Thousands of National Guard troops decked out in their camo, and they are sleeping on the floors, the marble floors, the pristine marble floors of the United States Capitol building. You've seen the video. It's just shocking. And many of you have said the exact same thing that I've said. Wait a second. Why are the National Guard troops, why are they sleeping inside the Capitol on the beautiful, pristine marble floors? What's going on? As a matter of fact, many people have been so alarmed that they've been wanting to send in donations to help the National Guard troops to take care of their needs. The Huffington Post, I want to read to you some of the reporting from the Huffington Post. As lawmakers debated and voted on articles of impeachment against President Trump, battle-ready National Guard troops were camped out amongst the artwork in the Capitol Rotunda. Many spent the night huddled together, sleeping on the marble floors of the building. This is the actual reporting of the Huffington Post. One guardsman politely declined the suggestion of a cot, telling the Huffington Post he was afraid, quote, it would destroy the floors of one of the coolest buildings in the world. Now, I say this, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I was outraged. I was outraged that the fighting men and women, any person brave enough to put on the uniform of this country and defend our freedom, to defend someone like yours truly, sitting behind this big, beautiful, huge microphone, talking to you across the fruited plain, I was offended that they would be sleeping on the floor without so much as a blanket or a MyPillow. Hashtag promo code Starnes. I was stunned. So I told our intern, the lovely Mary Ashland, a fine, fine student and great American patriot, I said, Mary Ashland, she's studying to be a journalist, I said, I want you to call the Virginia National Guard. And I want you to find out, why are these troops having to spend the night? Why are they having to sleep at the U.S. Capitol? Why don't they have enough money for a hotel room? Or what about barracks? I mean, what? And by the way, why are we asking people for donations? Are you telling us that when the National Guard troops are mobilized, they've got to pay for all their bills? They've got to fork over the money to stay at the Hampton Inn, which is a fine place, and they have a delicious free breakfast. But are you telling me that the National Guard troops have to pull out their pocketbooks and pay for it with their own money? What's going on? It didn't make any sense to me. And I know many of you were just as outraged. So, Mary Ashlyn, that's Aunt Lynn. But Mary Ashlyn, she reached out to the National Guard, and I have their response in my hand. And those of you watching us on the live stream, you can see that I'm holding the response in my hand right here. And just in case you folks listening to us can't see, that's what it sounds like. And I want to read to you, what she wrote to the National Guard, and then I want you to understand what fake news is really all about. Here's what Mary Ashlyn, our intern, wrote to the National Guard public affairs officer. Hello, she's very polite, right? Hello, I am researching for the Todd Starnes Show, and I have a few questions about the current deployment of the National Guard to the U.S. Capitol. Firstly, why are they sleeping? Oh, I like it when she uses firstly. Well done. Firstly, why are they sleeping en masse on the Capitol floor instead of in barracks or a hotel? Where do they usually stay when they are deployed to an area? Terrific questions. Additionally, why are they asking for public donations? Are their expenses not covered when they sign on to be a member of the National Guard? Thanks for your help, Mary Ashlyn. Are we buying her lunch today? We need to buy Mary Ash. Oh, we are. All right. Very good. Thank you, Grace Baker. She's doing a good job today. And here's what the public affairs folks said. And I know this is long-winded, but you need to hear this. Because we've got to put a stop to this fake news. So here's what the public affairs officer, Alfred A. Pureyear, had to say. Thanks for making contact. Areas of the Capitol have been designated as rest areas for National Guard personnel when they are on duty but between shifts. This is not where they are lodging when they are off duty. Our security personnel work in shifts and rest when they can as others stand watch. Being present is the first step in ensuring the safety of our fellow citizens and our nation's capital. So, the fake news allegation, and I just read it to you from the Huffington Post. They said that those troops were sleeping, spending the night in the U.S. Capitol. And now the National Guard says that's not true. They said they're just using the Capitol as a place to rest in between the shifts. And they go on. The Virginia National Guard appreciates the many offers made online and by local communities to organize care packages for the soldiers and airmen on duty in Washington, but we are not logistically able to accept donations of any kind. Personnel in Washington have appropriate lodging when they are off duty. And here we go. Photos on social media and in the press of them sleeping at the Capitol show them resting in between shifts while they are on duty. Let us know if you need anything else. So there you go. It's a load of hooey, grade A hooey. But again, you need to know what the mainstream media wants you to know, that President Trump is such an evil man that they've had to send 20,000 troops to literally sleep inside the Capitol building to protect the lawmakers from all of you people. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. You know, the reason I spend a lot of time on that National Guard story is it angers me fake news angers me, and it angers me when the mainstream media is trying to pull a fast one over on you guys. And that's the and that's what they want you to see those videos, and they want you to, and you've heard the reports. Oh my gosh, it looks like Afghanistan. It looks like Baghdad. They want you to think that the nation's capital is under occupation to protect the Democrats from President Trump and all the Trump supporters. That's what they're trying to do, and it's just simply not true. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Keith is listening to us from North Carolina on The Talk Station. Hi, Keith. What's going on today?
Hey, Todd, I'm sitting here right now listening to artillery fire. I'm nestled between Camp Lejeune, which is one of the major Marine Corps bases, and New River and Cherry Point, which are Marine Corps air stations. I'm a Marine. My daughter's a Marine. She's married to a Marine. Let me explain something to you. I served aboard three naval vessels, and we're floating around the ocean and stuff. And the Navy, the first ship we were on, they just thought we were a bunch of lazy bums because we would be hiding out, sleeping everywhere. But for a Marine, a nap is a very important thing because you might not get another one for 2 days. And we would nap. And that's all these people are doing. The minute that they're giving the order to go, those National Guardsmen will jump up and they will be ready for us. And hopefully they won't be needed, but that's what they're there for.
Oh, Keith, so, look, I don't begrudge. Keith, don't get me wrong here. I think you might have misunderstood what I said. I'm not begrudging the National Guard troops at all. I mean, but the mainstream media is misrepresenting what they're doing. They're suggesting that the threat is so dangerous that the military has to literally sleep in the Capitol building to protect the lawmakers, and that's simply not true. And the National Guard, as I don't know if you heard you were on hold, but I read the statement from the National Guard, and they said, you know what? No, they're resting. They're resting in between shifts. That's all.
No, that's what I was getting at, and I'm not saying that you were belittling them. The whole idea is the press, it does make everything look wrong. But, you know, you cannot take a snapshot in history and think that's what happened yesterday or tomorrow.
That's right.
That's just one little finite moment. The Navy guys, they thought we were lazy until the helicopters arrived on the flight deck and we suddenly jumped up and we're in the helicopters and we're flying in. You know, they suddenly realized, well, that's what they do.
Well, I mean, you guys work your butts off. I mean, and you do it putting your life on the line. And look, for that, I mean, the nation's grateful. But shame on these folks in the mainstream media, Keith, for misrepresenting what's really going on. And they're only doing it to make President Trump look bad. That's all that's happening here. Keith, God bless you. Thank you for serving us. A great Marine Corps veteran. Keith has family members in the military as well. Good patriot. Hey, folks, we're opening up the phone lines coming up in this next half hour. Marjorie Taylor Greene dropping by. She just announced she's filing impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. What do we need to do with these renegade Republicans? We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hey, our good friend Jeremy Dice from First Liberty Institute going to drop by a little bit later on. A big story about the Ten Commandments, and we're going to get to that. Also, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will be announcing impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden on day one. So it's like the day right after the inauguration. And we're going to be talking with her. You know, this is the craziest story. I was attacked by one of the president's attorneys last night. This is bizarre. Folks, I got to tell you, I need something stronger than a Baptist martini to get me through this. I'm just telling you, it's not good. So here's what I wrote on Twitter last night. I've got to call this up. Actually, I'm calling an audible. I wasn't going to talk about that. But I figured out what the heck. I'm in a foul mood today. I am in a bit of a bad mood, Grace Baker. I don't know why. No, I'm not hangry. No, that's not it. But, all right, here we go. So here's what I wrote on Twitter last night. I can't find. Well, I'll just paraphrase what I wrote. I said, I said Republicans have an obligation to treat Joe Biden the exact same way as the Democrats treated Donald Trump. And Jenna Ellis, who is President Trump's senior counsel, came after me not only on Twitter, but also on Facebook, and basically the premise is that I am a bad Christian because I should be rising above that. But the whole point of my argument is this. And by the way, I'm sitting here going, I'm defending your client, lady. I mean, come on. But the point is that there is actually physical evidence that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden committed crimes. There was no evidence of Russia collusion. It was all a hoax. But you have actual evidence that Joe Biden committed a crime. So I say, you know what? Go for it. That's what I say. Interesting survey, interesting poll from Axios. Axios reports that most Republicans still support President Trump. Axios reporting, Republicans across the nation are siding with President Trump over Mitch McConnell, big time. A majority of Republicans still think Trump was right to challenge his election loss, and they support him, and they do not blame him for the Capitol mob, and they want him to be the Republican nominee in 2024. This is according to an Axios poll that was just released. I got a question for you. What do you think about that? I mean, when you look at the landscape, you think Liz Cheney, CNN called Liz Cheney the moral conscience and center of the Republican Party. Do you really think the daughter of Dick is the moral center of the Republican Party right now? Or do you think that Donald Trump is going to be the guy? He's going to be the guy. Do you think that Trump should be the nominee in 2024? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Benton, Arkansas. James, what's on your mind today, James?
He was pointing out something, and I think I actually heard it from you, that Trump's speech on the 6th was actually late or intentionally late because he knew what to expect 18 blocks away.
You didn't hear that from me, James.
Oh, well, there's a distinct possibility that he knew what was about to transpire from the left, so he showed up to his speech, 50-some-odd minutes late?
Yeah, he was about an hour late, and I know that because we were planning on dipping in live to his speech on this radio program, and he was about an hour late. I think that he was about, and I don't know the timeline of how far into the speech he was. I seem to recall 20 minutes, James, and that's when the domestic terrorist attacked the Capitol building. So what are you saying? Are you saying that Trump knew about it? Do you think Trump knew about it?
There had to be some reason he was late, that's my suspicion.
Okay, well, Barack Hussein Obama was late every single day to every single press conference. That is not that's not unusual for a president to be late to an engagement.
Okay. The previous caller, the Marine, special shout out to him. I was medic for you guys.
Thank you for the call, James, and thank you for serving the country. No, I don't think the president knew anything about this. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, you heard it. We had the president's audio. President said, peaceful, patriotic. I don't know what's difficult about that.
When I went to go see him at a rally, he was an hour late. And this was a couple years ago.
Oh, sure.
So it's totally normal.
There's no reason for the president to be late.
The party doesn't start till he walks in.
That is true. I never could understand that. It's like every time I was a reporter at the White House during the Obama years. And it's just, we never started a press briefing on time.
No.
I'm like, how long does it take to walk from the Oval Office right around the corner into the White House press briefing room? But, you know, they got things to do.
Yep.
You know, you got to spend time on the presidential potty. You got to do what you got to do. So there you go. Let's go to Arizona. Jory on the line. Hi, Jory. What's going on? Jory, do us a favor. We're going to put Jory on hold. Jory, you got to turn down that radio or you're going to get an echo. So we'll get back to Jory in just a minute. Have you heard about Jake Tapper? You know, a lot of people like him, Jake Tapper, and they think he's a good guy, that, yeah, he's they call him center left, and but he, you know, he did a movie. I think he wrote a book about one of the military excursions during the Afghanistan war, and they think he's a good guy. I've always felt like that Jake Tapper is probably one of the most immoral people working at CNN, the most profane name in news. And that's saying something. But I got to see this guy up close and personal during the Obama years, and it was very clear to me, even way back then, that the guy was, something was not quite right there. So yesterday on CNN, Jake Tapper decided to question Congressman Brian Mast's patriotism. Now, Congressman Mast is a Republican congressman from Florida. He's also a decorated, heavily decorated military veteran. His legs, both of his legs, were blown off by an IED. And Jake Tapper yesterday brutally attacked this man simply because he supports our president, simply because he opposed impeachment. Take a listen. Cut 7.
One other thing. That's relevant. What you're saying right now is relevant because Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad, although I don't know what his, I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States.
You know, I don't like to use foul language, but I will use this word because it's in the Bible. What a jackass. I mean, what a complete jackass this man is. Yeah, I'm going King James, Old Testament. Jake Tapper is a jackass. Now, I will say this. Congressman Mast reached out and responded. I mean, people were just, have been brutally attacking Jake Tapper over this. But I thought Congressman Mast said it best when he pointed out that, you know what? This is why he had his legs blown off, is so that jerk faces like Jake Tapper can get on national television and humiliate him and make fun of him. Quote, I lost two legs for Jake Tapper's right to say whatever the hell he wants. But that free speech also protects the Republicans he is so eager to condemn for asking constitutional questions about the election. And I say, God bless you, Congressman Mast, sir. God bless you. And Jake Tapper, you know, Grandmother Starnes back in the day had a saying, if you can't say something nice about somebody, you just need to hush up. Shut up, Jake Tapper. Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. But that this is who CNN is. This is who the mainstream media is. That this is what they do. This is what they do. And you need to know about that. All right, 844-747-8868. Do we have Jory back with us? All right, Jory, let's try this again. Jory from Arizona, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. I'm glad you're back from your surgery. I have one question. I'm wondering if Biden is impeached. If he's actually impeached, does that leave us with Kamala Harris?
Oh, it certainly does. Yes, Kamala Harris, the VP wearing the tennis shoes, in the Vogue magazine piece, that would be her, Jory. So she would be the next president of these great United States.
I don't want her either.
Well, no. Well, I mean, who does? But the reality is, Jory, that the American people and the Republicans up on Capitol Hill, they have refused to address voter fraud issues. And here we are. Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to go after and fight voter fraud and integrity at the ballot box, you got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, down we go. I would definitely vote for Trump if he ran again in 4 years.
So, all right. So we're counting Jory. And again, this is the Axios poll Jory is referring to, that most Republicans want Donald Trump to run for re-election in 2024. Jory, thanks for the call. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Should President Trump run for the White House in 2024? 844-747-8868, a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We've got the live show blog up on toddstearns.com. A lot of people wondering what happened to the Facebook live stream. We don't know. Facebook up to shenanigans. And we're going to get to the bottom of that, but it doesn't smell right. Facebook not allowing us to broadcast our program today on their platforms. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. A majority of you folks believe that President Trump ought to run for re-election in 2024. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Francis from North Carolina. Hi, Francis, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that I would vote for President Trump again and again. I've been waiting for this man for all my 87 years to do what is right for the country. And most of the other people are just political, it's their way of life. They're just a potential job.
Francis, 87 yes. years old. You said you've been waiting your whole life for Donald Trump. What is it yes. about Trump? Why did Trump get your vote?
Because he said he was going to do things that I thought should be good for the country, and he did them. He did everything he said he was going to do as best he could with a Congress that sometimes did not back him, even though they couldn't, you know, they claimed to be Republicans or conservatives. I think you can trust him. Because he had nothing that he wanted to gain. I think he's a patriot, and he just cared for his country.
Francis, I'm with you, and I think the bigger story, when the historians do the deep dive into what happened over the past 4 years, I think that President Trump is, A, going to be recognized as one of the greatest presidents in American history. And one of the reasons I say that is because of what he has had to fight against. He's been fighting against the Democrats and the Republicans, Francis, and yet look at what he's been able to accomplish.
That's what I was trying to say. They're professional. This is a job, and they don't want anything to interfere with that. And I think he was getting ready to really start cleaning out Washington.
Yep, I'm with you.
And they were all afraid of him.
Francis, you're a very wise lady, and I think you get it. You see why now everybody's going after the president is because he's going after the money. And that's what terrifies.
Right, exactly.
That's what terrifies the Republicans. Sure, go ahead.
In the event that they try to blackball him so he is not supposed to run, the next election, we write him in.
Oh, do a write-in. Oh, I like that. All right, Francis, great idea. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in. Give us a holler back. She does not sound like she's 87 years old. I was thinking, you know, 50, maybe 55. Okay, 40. I don't know, but she doesn't sound 87 years old. Hey, by the way, President Trump, he really knows how to get under their skin. Toby Keith and Ricky Skaggs were honored with the National Medal of Arts and Humanities, and the mainstream media is freaking out. They have lost their blank over this. And you know what we ought to do is we ought to play some Toby Keith sometime during the show just to stand in solidarity with the with the president. Maybe courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Is that Toby Keith? Courtesy of the red, white, and blue? I don't know. My entire staff doesn't listen to country music, so it's very unfortunate. Hey, by the way, and we're going to get into this more in the next hour of the show, we need to pay really close attention to narrative here. Because as I have learned, after so many years being at Fox News. Perception becomes reality. And if you don't address the lies and the mistruths, then they become the reality. And they did that a lot at Fox. They never would defend me at Fox News Channel. Anytime somebody came out, you know, and wrote a story and there were just flat-out lies, the media relations department over at Fox News, don't you say a word. Don't you say a word. I'm like, but it's not true. Don't we have, can't you put out a press release? I get it. I know I'm not Bill O'Reilly, but good golly. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm an employee. I mean, are you guys not going to protect your employees? They don't do that. They just don't say anything. We're just not going to respond. All right. Well, you know what? We respond now. We fight back. So here's the concern I have. There's a story, and we're going to play some of this audio coming up after the news break here. This attorney for PBS, Public Welfare Broadcasting, and the attorney's going off. He was captured on private video, a secret video, an undercover sting by Project Veritas. And he said, what we need to do is we need to go after the children of Trump supporters. He said that these Trump supporters are raising horrible children, and we need to send in Homeland Security and take away the children of Trump supporters. And we need to send them to indoctrination camps. He actually, or re-education camps. He called them enlightenment camps. That's what the guy said. It's all on video, and we've got the audio. We're going to play it for you in just a little bit. He said the children would have to go to these enlightenment camps away from their parents, where they would be forced to watch Sesame Street all day long. Oh, my gosh. I think I would, like, do harm to myself if I had to watch Elmo all day long. It's terrible. Now, I say this because now Don Lemon's coming out and saying, and last night he and Chris Fredo Cuomo were having a conversation about Trump supporters. He said, all you people who voted for Donald Trump, you are Klan members. You are Klan members. That's what he said. I know I'm not making this up. He said, if you voted for Trump, you are on the Klan. You are on the side of the Nazis. Now, as far as I know, I don't have any stitch of clothing in my closet that has either a swastika or, and I don't have a pointy hood. I have a Stetson hat, and it's tan. It's not white, but it is what it is. Oh, here we go. Here's some Toby Keith. Oh, we got to go to break. Oh, this is good. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
At the top of his list, and a statue of Liberty started shaking her face.